This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, we now have an official nominee, and all I can tell you is I am thankful that Trump is nominating a third SCOTUS judge and not Hillary Cankles Clinton. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Let's hope that President Trump replaces FBI Director Wray soon. And my guess, man, who would I want to see? Richard Grenell, what do you think? 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are with me. I'll tell you how jacked up this year has been. This is a tweet somebody sent me. The Stanley Cup is going on right now, and the guy says, I never knew it. I just found out that LeBron won in the final game in L.A. or something, and he's going to the NBA Finals. Didn't know. Don't care. Bet you feel much the same. But we do have some big news that broke over the weekend, of course, and we knew. CNN said, it's going to be Amy Coney Barrett. We've got it on good authority. Yeah, we all had it on good authority. She was passed over because of Kavanaugh. And Donald Trump said, I'm going to pick a woman. She'd already been mostly vetted. So guess what? It was the obvious. Yeah, good try, CNN. Nice try. And something I heard about, people were threatening Barrett over her adopted kids. They said she has seven kids. I remember seeing her, and I was like, she's got seven kids? Wow. Because let's be honest, Amy's a good-looking woman. She's a good-looking lady, man. Anyway, somebody said they attacked her for because of her adopted kids. I think her adopted kids are from Haiti. And I don't know how many she has, regular versus adopted. But here's what I can tell you, because Melissa and I helped get over 1,000 kids adopted in a 10-year period. That's an amazing thing, is to be an adoptive parent. It's not easy. You're bringing in somebody that you did not form. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean in the womb. I'm saying you didn't build their ideologies. They don't know. You know, they are who they are by the time they're like 4 or 5 years old. And you now have to try to imprint. And that's not easy. I could tell you stories about it that would make you cry. Have some of them, you'd be like, man, I would have thrown that kid out of my house. But you got to be a special person to say, no, I'm going to take on somebody else's responsibilities or neglect. Because that's what it is. It's neglect. So she adopts these Haitian kids. And somebody tweeted, Amy Coney Barrett adopts Haitian kids. Hillary Clinton exploited them. She's right. Clinton was exploiting Haiti. Billions of dollars that didn't go to stuff. I heard that the Clintons have built a water treatment plant and one school. And billions of dollars they've raised in Haiti. I've written a piece about it where both brother-in-laws, Clinton's brother and Hillary's brother, are running different areas of during the heyday of the Clinton Global Initiative, that racketeering and extortion group, the Clinton Mafia. They were running the gold and the green for Haiti. Little Haitian kids were getting nothing. Right now, they continue in New York. They protest in front of Clinton's office in New York all the time. The Haitians do. They got nothing. Amy Coney Barrett adopts Haitian kids. Solves problems. Oh, man, what a year. So somebody said this. Can someone help me do a clip search and find whether Antonin Scalia was asked whether he could be a proper father to 9 children when he was nominated to the Supreme Court? Antonin Scalia had 9 kids. 9 children. What? 9 children. I mean, he was a Catholic, huh? Or a Mormon. That dude. 9 kids. And I don't think his were adopted. I think Antonin just, you know, had a high libido. I'll put it that way. Amy Coney Barrett and her husband, they've adopted some kids. How many? I don't know. You look it up. Look it up. Don't ask me. It's not my job. My job is just to tell you. She adopted some churins. Some black churins. It's going to be tough to go after Amy Barrett Cohen. I wrote a piece recently that said, ooh, Y'all better leave her alone. Shoot. Her resume is too good. Her resume is amazing. So here's what I heard. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted this, or it was on Instagram, but I'll tell you what I heard. I heard that while Amy Coney Barrett, I don't know if she was just Coney or she was Coney Barrett, but when she was in law school, a blind girl couldn't get something done. Like they weren't doing something for her for her disability. And the girl kept requesting it, and they weren't doing it fast enough. And Coney Barrett heard about it, and she says to the blind girl, "This is no longer your problem. This is now my problem." And she got it changed. This chick is Mother Teresa. I'm just saying, Democrats, you better leave her alone. She white, and she can fight. She has got all the goods. She's got it. And I keep hearing people refer to her with this Handmaid's Tale, but I'll get to that in just a second, because here's what some lefty tweeted. How can Amy Coney Barrett believe such ridiculous things? I think this was with respect to her religion and her ideology, because she clerked for Antonin Scalia. That's all I needed to hear. You get what I'm saying? And so she says, ask the same people who believe some women have penises and being on time is white supremacy. So the joke of it for this Twitter follower of mine said, somebody, the person who asked how Amy Coney Barrett can believe such ridiculous things is the very same person who believes women can have penises and that being on time is white supremacy. I love it. I thought that was hysterical. See, I love the way you people think. I keep scratching my watch. I love the way you people think. You are smart folks. But I was talking about this Handmaid's Tale. They keep referring to the Handmaid's Tale when they talk about Amy Barrett Cohen. And I didn't watch the Handmaid's Tale. It sounds too much like a chick flick. So I didn't watch it. Just, you know, I didn't want to lose my mail card. But I did look it up, and here's what it says. Offred is a handmaid in the Republic of Gilead, a totalitarian and theocratic state that has replaced the United States of America. Because of dangerously low reproduction rates, handmaids are assigned to bear children for elite couples that have trouble conceiving. Offred serves the commander and his wife, Serena Joy, a formal gospel singer and advocate for traditional values. Offred is not the narrator's real name. Handmaid's names consist of the word of, followed by the name of the handmaid's commander. So she's of Fred. Kind of like Jack's son is the way I got, you know, my name. So I'm an oppressed black person because I took on a white man's name. But anyway, I guess that's what they're trying. I don't know what they're trying to say about it. But much more to discuss when we get back, folks. I think a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are desperate. One of my friends texted me this message that said, hey, this is Denise with Florida Rights Restoration Coalition again. Do you know anyone who needs fines and fees from former felonies paid so they can register to vote? That's part of that Bloomberg thing we talked about not long ago. Welcome back, everybody, to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Get those fines and fees paid so you can register to vote. And let me tell you, if I were a felon and I couldn't vote, but forget about voting, I can get my fines and fees paid. Done. You know what? I say do it. There are many people out there struggling. I'll give you an example. My uncle, one of my uncles went to jail because he could not pay his child support. I don't know if that's a felony, but if he could have got somebody to pay, you've done. Just for the record, most of these people are, historically, are going to vote for Democrat or not vote at all. And so that's fine. Right now they say it's 32,000 people in Florida. Now they go, oh, well, the Florida election was only won by blah, blah, blah number of votes. That was in 2016. This is 2020. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump's team's all over it. They're already finding these military votes that were thrown away. Where in? Where were that? Where was that? In Pennsylvania somewhere? New Jersey, Pennsylvania? It doesn't matter. I mean, it was military votes thrown away. They found mail-in ballots in the trash in different places. And they're on it. Trump's team's on it. They're going to be matching the vote to the... Don't think for one second they are not going to make sure that every single vote is mapped to the right person. Donald Trump, he's not going to leave office. It's funny, they keep asking this, going, is he going to leave? Leave for what? What would he leave for? I mean, he's going to make sure that the vote is exactly the way it was supposed to go. Diamond and Silk, they tweeted this. The left keep asking President Trump if he will accept the 2020 election. One question to them is, when are they going to accept the 2016 election? Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, when are they going to accept those results? I would ask the left, hey, are you going to accept the 2020 results? The last time they asked Donald Trump that, you know what happened? He kicked Hillary Clinton's butt. And she didn't accept it, and neither did Barack Obama and his smooth transition team. And they're all going down. Lots to talk about regarding what's happening now with this Mueller thing and this FBI's latest revelation that, oh, you know what, this never should have gone. We never should have done this. And, oh, what about that Hunter Biden and all of his ties to Russia? Mueller just conveniently seemed to overlook that. When they were trying to impeach Trump with Ukraine, trying because they didn't. He technically wasn't impeached. They had impeachment hearings, but he wasn't impeached. The Democrats have shown the level of desperation they look for any lifeline to gain back the presidency. They give us fake polls. They try to demoralize us. They tell us, we're going to get the president again. We'll get him. You're not getting him. There's nothing to get. And here's the problem. See, I predicted this early on. I said, here's the left has a serious problem. And the serious problem is Donald Trump performs. If Donald Trump sucked, this would be so much easier, right? If the economy, if he didn't know how to bring manufacturing jobs back and we were just faking it with quantitative easing like Barack Obama, he'd be in serious trouble. Remember when Obama said, I can't cut the budget. In half, in less than 4 years, I don't deserve a second term. Well, he didn't. But they gave it to him anyway. You know what the excuse was? Well, he just needs more time. I mean, look, he's black. He's affirmative action. If he gets more time, let me tell you something. You could have given old baby black Jesus 3 terms, and we would have looked like, where? Give me an average. Somalia. If Barack Obama had 4 more years, we would have been Somalia. We would have been run by Muslim warlords. And he would have been deposed because he's such a pansy. Don't talk to me about, with that guy, how good he was. Donald Trump in 4 years has demonstrated. Let me put it this way. There is not an American on the planet. There's not anybody in America who should be questioning whether this guy deserves a second term. You may not like everything he did, but in terms of how presidents have performed, there is no question this dude knocked it out of the park. Built the economy back twice. That's knocking it out of the park. So there's no questioning what this guy was doing and how well he did it. But Democrats, we got to get rid of him. Oh my gosh, he's making us look stupid. Yeah, he is. You're looking pretty stupid. So they're looking for anything, man. They, like I said, they give us these polls that are so unreasonable. It's Joe Biden's ahead of Donald Trump by 15 points in Texas. You know, what? Really? And why? I'll go with it. I mean, if you want me to, but just tell me why. Why is Joe Biden leading in Texas? What has he done? I'll tell you what. We're going to bring oil back to Texas, and Texas is going to get that oil. I've never heard Joe Biden say anything where Texans went, oh, my gosh, there you go right there. You got to vote for Biden because he's so pro-Texas. Joe Biden's going to have trouble winning Delaware. And he ain't going to win Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm from kid from Scranton, hanging out with Corn Pop. I took that 6 foot chain as the kids were rubbing my hairy legs. Yeah, he's not even gonna win Scranton, Pennsylvania. And you think they think he's gonna win something? Oh, you out of your mind, people? Wake up. Wake up out there. Kevin Jackson's here listening to us. The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Democrats need a lifeline. They need one badly. I've never seen a group, I shouldn't say never, but I haven't seen the Democrats screw up so badly in years. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't follow it to the degree that I did, but as I think back in retrospect, I've never seen anything like this. This is an enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a clue. Yeah, the level, and we've talked about it enough to where, you know, you would think, Kevin, you shut up, man. We've heard it all. But it's so incredible to me that I just feel like we have to recap. You know, when you think about all the things that they've done to try to get Trump, and you say to yourself, guys, do you understand? It isn't going to work. It's not working. And as you think, as you go back and you look at what they tried, for example, and I know this is old news, but it's relevant in a way. Look at what they did with Russian collusion over one statement that Donald Trump made in the campaign that could be taken in no other way except sarcasm. Yeah, well, we get Putin to give us Hillary Clinton's emails and see what he wants the Russians to interfere in our election. Oh, there it is. And you think to yourself, think about all the orchestration done by Podesta and all these other guys. Name you haven't heard in a while, right? The Podesta brothers. But think about all that orchestration that led to the attempt to get him on Russian collusion over a sarcastic statement. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pushing back against a report that claims he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, the president calling it totally fake news. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany adding,
And we've seen this play out before, where there was a hit piece about the president's taxes just before a debate, and an accurate one at that. This is the same playbook they tried in 2016, the same playbook that the American people rejected, and will do so again.
President Trump also calling for the U.S. attorney in Minnesota to investigate a report claiming Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's supporters were illegally ballot harvesting in the state. Ballot harvesting is when a third party collects ballots from voters and brings them to polling stations. This is USA Radio News. Some people are taking supplements and hoping to boost their immune system so they don't catch the coronavirus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, member of the Coronavirus Task Force team, says it's a waste of money.
There aren't very many things that you can take in supplements that can boost your immunity. With all due respect to the thousands of bottles, this herb and that herb and the other thing, the best way to maintain your immunity is healthy living.
Fauci is, though, a fan of vitamin D supplements, as many people are stuck inside. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing hope that a new deal could be made between Democrats and the White House regarding a coronavirus relief bill to curb losses suffered during the coronavirus pandemic. Pressure has been mounting on Pelosi after Democrats in the White House failed to reach an agreement in early August over how much to spend and what aspects of the economy needed assistance. Both sides do seem to be in agreement on another round of stimulus checks. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If she tries to move for an impeachment based upon the president following the Constitution, we will take the movement to remove her from speakership.
That was Kevin McCarthy's response to Nancy Pelosi, saying if you continue to try to keep the president from doing his constitutional duty, we will impeach you. And again, the impeachment threat to Donald Trump is just another one of these desperation moves by the Democrats. Remember Stephanopoulos asking Pelosi about, is this the only, do you have other feathers in your quiver? And she's, oh, it's a great Sunday. Do we have that clip? People were asking, is Pelosi there? Did she just go off the reservation? What happened? No. It was her way of saying, I don't want to answer the question, but yeah, we are going to continue to go after President Trump, and we will do everything stupid within our power to make sure to make sure that America knows to never vote Democrat ever again. It's fun to watch these clowns, man. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Here's the number. Jot it down. 844-551-8255. And when you call, leave a message. I don't care if you just get like, and there's nothing, no voice, because I don't think we have our thing set up for people when they leave messages, because they'll leave three or four messages with no message. Leave a message. Tell us how beautiful we are. Tell us that it was a wonderful date and you want to see us again. Tell us whatever. Tell us we didn't pick up our half of the check or we didn't leave a big enough tip. Tell us whatever you want. But tell us. We know, not that you have to. We know we're pretty. We know that we're wanted. But it is nice for a girl to hear it every now and then. Oh, man. So we have a female-dominated organization. We really do. But the radio side is a lot of dudes. But we're looking for, I'd love to get some ladies' inputs and help. If you guys want to send me a note to thekevinjacksonshow.com, we'd love to get your help. We'd love to get you guys distributing the show. By the way, 4 days in a row, we have broken records on the number of downloads that this show has had. So something's going on. The Lord has got his hand in this thing called Kevin Jackson Show. Preach, brother. Oh, my goodness. What are we talking about? We're talking about a search for a lifeline. You ever needed help? You needed a lifeline? You needed something out there, somebody out there, and it came along? Something happened, man, glorious, divine, spiritual, bailed you out? It did to me. One time, I was running a company. And, man, we were working our butts off to survive. And just man, just robbing Peter to pay Paul, it felt like, you know, living hand to mouth every month. And it got down to desperation where I didn't think I was going to be able to make payroll. We didn't have the money to make payroll. I had taken out $10,000 and the week before to do whatever it was we needed to do at that time. And we had about $2,000 in the bank. I think we had 7 employees. It was crazy. But I keep in mind, I'm not taking any money. I think I took $2,000 that year. Now, the good news is, I'm going to be a spoiler, we sold the company later, made a bunch of money, and did fine. But during this time, the growing pains, oh my gosh, desperation. So I know we've only got $2,000 in the bank. And I'm trying to figure out who can I partially pay people, whatever. Because, you know, I'm not taking a check. I know that already. But I want to make sure employees get paid. So I go to the bank, and I cannot describe for you the feeling I had as I'm standing in the bank line going, you don't have enough money to pay the employees. You know, you're going to take everything out of the bank account so you can give, you know, hand people money and give them this look in their face like, I'm so sorry, y'all. And so I get up to the teller. And I said, she goes, can I help you? And I said, yeah, will you do me a favor first? Just check my bank account and see what my balance is. You know, I was dejected. And she checks it, and there's $12,000 in the bank. And I went, there's how much? And she says, there's $12,000 in the bank. And I go, in your account. And I went, yeah, like $12,337 or whatever. And I go, okay, I would like to get, you know, and I think I either got the checks done or whatever, but I had enough to cover payroll, more than enough. And I tell people this story because, as God is my witness, I knew you don't make $10,000 mistakes when you were in the state that we were in as a company. You just don't. You know how much money you have in the bank, and we had $2,300, whatever it was, in the bank. And I'm telling you, as I stood in that line, having that conversation with God, talking about how, you know, dejected I felt, you know, that I felt like I'd let my employees down, blah, blah, blah. And then that girl said, you got $12,000 in the bank. I could not explain to you that feeling of having a lifeline, something coming along. And it was God that said, bing, here you go. I'm going to help you, Kev, because I got bigger plans for you. Well, guess what, Democrats? You ain't getting that lifeline because you booed God. Yeah, you're not getting it. I know you want it. You want it in these polls. You want to try to demoralize conservatives. You want to energize. You think you can warm up. You can heat up warm water by watching it. You think Joe Biden is going to make that shower hot so you can take a good hot bath, you know, hot shower or hot bath. Let me tell you something. Lukewarm water gets cold, and that's what Joe Biden is. And to be honest with you, he ain't even lukewarm. So they search for these lifelines in the presidency, and the father of fake news, that would be CNN, is asking various formerly anti-Republican demographics to give them hope. Come on, young ladies. Come on, black men. Come on, Latinos. Give us some hope. Let us know that you hate Donald Trump. And this was the case when Allison Camerata discussed the vote with a panel of people. It looked like a pretty good cross-section of America. It was a couple of a black man, a black woman, a Latino woman, a white dude, and, you know, LGBT, whatever. She had that whole cross-section in a panel, 6 people. And she's I don't know, there's only a 38-second clip, but I hope you get a chance to see it. But I want you to hear the clip so you can understand what these people had to say. There's only 2 people in the clip, the black dude and the Latina woman. And I'll explain who they are here in a second.
I think the president is making every effort to do his best for people of color and people that are not of color. We can help the current president make things better for all of us. So I just think that the president is bringing us together because, you know, I go to his events. And when I go to those events, I feel comfortable. I don't feel threatened. And basically what he's saying is that, you know, let's make our country that we all live in great. And that's including everyone.
I think he's doing a phenomenal job. And he has my vote. Absolutely.
Now, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. At about the 22-second mark, so in the clip, the black dude's talking, and he's from Florida. And he's talking. His name is Sean Roberts. And at about the 20, they pan back over to Camarada at the 22-second mark or so, if you see the video, and she's blinking, I mean, at a rate that you just don't blink at. You know, you blink maybe once every 3 or 4 seconds. I don't know. She's literally blinking every, let me put it this way. In a second, she blinks 3 times as he's talking. Now, I don't know if you know much about body language, but what they say is that's a sign of stress. Yeah, she's stressed out. Here's this black dude, and he says, the president is making every effort to do his best for people of color. The president is bringing us together. And at Camarada's like, this isn't going the way we thought it was going to go. At least that's the way I feel about it. Then this next supposedly anti-Trump demographic was a young Latino woman named Alexis Frost Casimero. And she says, he's doing a phenomenal job and he has my vote. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to give CNN credit, because they got apparently a good cross-section of people for this panel, unlike ABC's recent fiasco, this town hall with President Trump, where Stephanopoulos stacked the deck with these supposedly uncommitted questioners. So I'll give CNN credit. They got people that are really trying to, that apparently gave real answers, and they let them do it. But I'm telling you, it is clear. Camarada was like, oh my gosh, like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what the producers were talking in her ear. If I blink that fast, I pass out, because it's like a strobe light. But she was blinking like she had a propeller on her head. Look, folks, signs are all around the Democrats, but they refuse to see them. I'm not going to let you refuse to see these signs. I'm going to give them to you every time. This was, I didn't hear the other panelists. I didn't watch the show. But two panelists, the black dude and the Latino woman, young Latino woman, probably mid-30s. Black dude, yeah, probably mid-30s. And they're saying, we're going for Trump. And I can give you other examples. Go look at CA25, where Mike Garcia wins in that election. Who knew that? Democrats didn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I talked earlier about the selection of President Trump for the SCOTUS position that's opened with the death of Ginsburg, and he selected Amy Coney Barrett. And what a resume. Wow, this lady is, she's got it going on. She does. And the left, they don't understand. They got a lot going against them with her. They can't do what they think. I mean, she's adopted black children. What you going to do? How are you going to beat her up? But I was thinking about it, and I said, you know, there's so many things that Amy Barrett Cohen has going for her. They really do need to watch out, because she's got the potential to snake bite them. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. And here's what I mean by that, how she can snake bite them. So I've already talked about her churns, but when I wrote this piece about Amy, Well, the first thing I thought was if Amy Barrett Cohen had been selected as Trump's nominee back in the day, I'd still have my job on Fox News. That made me laugh. Yeah, but life goes on for the free-range Negro, and I have no complaints. In fact, life is good. It's really good for me. Actually, life is great. It is great. I got so many things positive going on. Beautiful family and beautiful friends, and you know, I enjoy what I do. So, Fox, take that. You can't get to me. But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. This nomination of Barrett put a smile on my face, though not as big as November the 8th of 2016. It just don't get any better than that. Nothing's ever going to top that. But what I like is leftists continue losing their minds over this election because they have to. But if they only considered the alternative, they might stop. For example, if Hillary Clinton stacked the court, it would be black radicals and vagina hat wearing nasty girls. Now, this could appeal to a few hardcore strap-on feminists, but the thought of a Hillary Clinton presidency scares the crap out of most leftists. They won't admit this to you publicly, but I'm telling you, they fear this woman. Hillary will have you killed. I know, Ebonics, but y'all know what I mean, white people. I mean, imagine Hillary Clinton stacking the court with black radicals. Huh? Hardcore. Folks, man. But regardless, Trump won. He restored true conservatism to politics. Oh, yeah, he did. Don't argue with me. And by conservatism, I'm not talking about that half-pansy butt Chief Justice Roberts version of Bush's compassionate conservatism. Is that what he called it? Compassionate conservatism. I'm talking about real conservatism. And now, Donald Trump, third pick, Amy Coney Barrett. And he ain't done. He's not done. You ain't black. He's not done. As I've predicted on this very show, Donald Trump is only 3 out of 4. He's going to get another Supreme Court justice. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Bum, bum, can you feel it? I don't want to go Michael Jackson on you, but can you feel it? Yes, leftists, I'm confident Trump's going to get one more meal at the buffet. But for now, let's just focus on why I was talking about Amy Barrett. Amy Coney Barrett. I want to keep putting that before. Because soon to be Justice Barrett poses massive problems for the Democrats. And so much so that I got a link that they call it their SCOTUS Rapid Response message that's going out. They call it SCOTUS Rapid Response Action Guide. And it's all these lefties are saying, go check out, you know, how to mount your campaign against Amy Coney Barrett. But anyway, let me explain why it's not going to work. Okay, so here we go. First of all, Barrett is an obvious woman. Yeah, she's an obvious woman. No LGBT, she's just an obvious conservative woman. Married to a dude, she is what they call cisgender. And while some feminists are going to try to bring her down, you can't have your cake and eat it too, feminists. No, celebrating only some women reaching the pinnacles of their careers appears and is disingenuous. So what's a girl to do? I don't know. Think on it, ladies, okay? I'm sorry, you're not ladies. Think on it, women. Think on it, feminist. So there's the first problem is you cannot be bashing your own sisterhood. That's not cool. Secondly, the woman has adopted kids. Now, I said it. Forget what color the kids are. She adopted kids. But as it turns out, her little cherubs, they're little colored babies. Yeah. So they're attacking her for having adopted kids, number one. But Amy adopted little colored cherubs. Oh, my gosh. How are you going to beat her up? Yeah, but it just goes to show you the insanity of the left. Oh, she's got all those kids. How's she going to serve with all those kids, man? I mean, that's a lot of kids. Oh, with their color kids. Oh. So third and holy mother of accomplishment, here's the worst thing that could happen with all of this. Barrett is actually qualified. I know. Hold on. The ride's going to get bumpier, leftist. She's qualified. She is a judge on the 7th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago. After graduating from Notre Dame Law School, that would be Notre Dame for you Americans, Barrett clerked for
Yes, Antonin Scalia, the dude that's got 9 kids that served on the court. You can't get stronger creds than that. You are in the Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, a major market, right? You went to a first-class Catholic, well, I know that might not make people up, they might be upset about that, but a good law school. Yeah. But wait, Shamwell, there's more. She became a professor at Notre Dame. Then she became a federal judge under President Trump. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Mm-mm, don't y'all mess with her. Don't you mess with her. Qualified. Unlike Sotomayor, unlike Kagan, this woman, you can see the stair steps of what it takes for her to get to her role in the Supreme Court, the biggest court in the land. Which takes me back to number one. How you going to be mad, ladies, that one of your own is now back on the bench? Guess what? It was going to be the old boys club without putting a woman on. What was Trump going to do? Put another dude? He gives you what you want and you want to complain? Oh, she got all them kids. Well, what do women do? You have kids. Men can't have kids. So she, not only does she get appointed to the highest court of land, she has children, which is what a woman does, but she's got an amazing career, and she can stick out, and she replaces another woman. How are you going to go after her like that, huh? Somebody explain it to me. Act like I'm a third. I'm going to do Denzel in, what was that, Philadelphia? Yeah, explain it to me as if I'm a third grader. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, as we've learned from other Trump SCOTUS appointees or nominees, the left will do their digging. Oh, yeah, they're going to do their digging. And what they can't find on somebody, they just make it up because they're lying skanks. But they will have difficulty this time with Barrett. Because as I said earlier, Dinesh D'Souza has an Instagram post, and Barrett is Mother Teresa. And here's how it reads. A few years ago, a blind student matriculated as a first-year student in Notre Dame. Upon arrival, she encountered delays in getting the technological support she needed to carry out her studies. After only a few days in Barrett's class, the student asked for her advice. Barrett's response was, "This is no longer your problem, this is my problem." She followed up with the university administration herself, got the student what she needed, then, oh yeah, it gets better. Pay attention. No, hey, stop. Y'all stop goofing off in the back of the room. Anyway, got the student what she needed, then mentored this student for 3 years. That student just completed her service as the first blind female Supreme Court clerk in history. Nuclear bomb. I'm just saying. See, that's the difference between conservatives and leftists. We pick qualified people who are willing to help. I don't know what a leftist professor at Notre Dame would have done, but I know what this conservative did. She says, okay, look, conservatives, we don't want to help the downtrodden, right? This woman took it upon herself to say, it's not your problem anymore. I got you, baby girl. And she did it. And then what did this woman go on to become? The first blind female Supreme Court clerk in U.S. history. I dare you, leftists, don't nominate her. Watch what happens. So here's what I said in the end. Amy Coney Barrett is a shoo-in. It'll go down partisan lines, but it won't matter. But she's a shoo-in. Even Murkowski and Collins have to go, look, how are we going to say no to voting for a woman with these kind of credentials? Every woman on the other side of the aisle has to ask herself that question. Are there any female senators on the left? I don't know. But they got to ask themselves this question. Who else? This woman's eminently qualified.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.